Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Okay, one more time. I'm only going to say this one more time. It was a puppet, a marionette, if you will. If it was a noose or a gallows, I would not have continued emceeing the event. It's that simple. If I had seen that, I would have said, adieu. I am gone. Well, I'll tell you what is not going to be gone, because we're looking forward to it, and the clock is ticking toward the first debate between President Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And I thought today, and if there is ever a day to pull this out, it is the day to do it today, okay? The debate drinking game. And if that is offensive to you, the debate bingo game. Some people get very upset when you talk about drinking. Unfortunately, there are recovering alcoholics, and it's tough for them to listen to it, but usually they've mastered the demon by now. But John, I just want you to look over. John Simon is producing the program today, well-versed in every aspect of the show. I am ready for what? I'm ready for...
You're ready for a lot of things with that.
I'm ready, but specifically, I'm ready for the...
You're ready for the debate, sir.
The drinking game.
You're ready for the drinking game.
The drinking game.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to tip the people off, but you're certainly ready.
This is correct. I had to make a stop to make sure that we're ready for the drinking game. Now, are you... Basically, guys, this is where I have to look into your heads a little bit and ask you a whole bunch of questions. Now, first of all, I'm guilty of this. Joe Biden is guilty of it. Donald Trump is guilty of it. Anybody who does anything in public speaking is guilty of it. We fall back on crutches. We fall back on expressions. We fall back on what the politicians would call talking points, okay? And if you are going to be playing debate bingo, I suppose that sounds more wholesome than saying debate drinking game. Because I'm telling you, the way politicians are, that could be very ugly. About 20 minutes into the debate, you know, people in your bathroom worshiping the throne. But what expressions are you expecting Joe Biden to say repeatedly? What will his talking points be? What expressions are you expecting to come from Donald Trump? All right. Now, I made a mini list because I didn't want to take all of the expressions from you. And you guys, frankly, are you're a lot smarter than I when it comes to coming up with things like this. And I'm just John, just so you know, for some reason, my call screen computer. Hold on here, folks. I apologize for this. Nope, there it goes. It went back on. The mouse had been thrown across the room, so I had to retrieve the mouse while I was on the air, but everything is copacetic. Okay, so I expect Joe Biden, on more than one occasion to use the following expressions. Are you ready? Okay. Common sense gun control. Who's with me? Common sense gun control. How many times do you think he will say racial inequality in America? Quite a few, I suspect. And one more that I just wanted to mention, relying on you to carry the balance, wealth disparity, or otherwise known as the gap between the richest and the rest of us. How many times will those ideas come up during the debate from Joe Biden? Now, for Donald Trump, how many times will Donald Trump say China? Not China. How many times will Donald Trump say China? How many times will he say the Chinese virus? How many times? How many times will Donald Trump say Democrat cities? And will he call Joe Biden Sleepy Joe or Joe Hyden or Crazy Joe? What do you think the nickname of choice is going to be? Donald Trump has a lot of nicknames for a lot of people, and that's when you pull them out is during a debate. Now, as you read articles about the debate, which is coming up, and of course you'll hear it on WBEN, you will find that the two sides can't even agree on what was talked about heading into the debates, all right? The Trump people claim the Biden people wanted a number of breaks during the debate. The Biden people say no. The Trump people say Joe Biden has refused to take a drug test. And as far as I know, Joe Biden has refused to take a drug test. The latest request, if you will, from the Trump campaign, and I think this is brilliant, quite frankly. The latest request is that the moderator check the ears of each candidate for a device that could be used as an inner ear prompter. You know, many of the hearing aids, just common hearing aids that are made these days, and as you know, Acura Audiology is one of the sponsors of this show, ACCURA, and they have something, and this is not an ad, but they have something called the PhoneAC hearing aid. And that hearing aid is amazing, and it is actually configured in such a way as you can turn it into like a TV receiver. You can turn it into a music receiver in addition to being a hearing aid. They really just do amazing work. So it isn't too hard to retrofit a standard hearing aid, for example, and make it a inner ear teleprompter. For example, sometimes if you're listening to radio, especially talk radio, when the host can't think of something, and every now and again, like Joe Biden, we have brain glitches. Happens to me, happens to David, happened to Sandy Beach, happened to Danny Neff, happens to anybody in this business. It's common. We have brain glitches where you're on this incredible roll and then suddenly everything comes to a screeching stop and you forget where you were going to take the roll. All right? It happens to all of us. So if you have ever heard that on the air, sometimes if you listen really carefully in the background, you'll hear the producer, like Phil Kennedy or John Simon, in the background telling the guy where he was going to go. Basically like a prompter at a play. Remember when you were in high school and you were doing the senior play, and in case somebody choked and forgot lines, there was somebody in front of the stage to whisper the lines? Okay. It would be something along those lines, but electronically. I think the candidates should have to submit to a hearing, not a hearing exam, but an examination for any device inside the ear. My only issue with it is if you are going to have somebody inspect the ear, I don't believe it ought to be Chris Wallace. I don't believe it should be anybody from the media. I believe it needs to be an audiologist or a medical doctor who specializes in ear, nose, and throat issues. I think it's a great idea to check the ears, but I want whoever is checking the ears to know what he or she is looking at. Because let's put it this way. If it was something really tiny and it was in somebody's ear canal and you're just a news guy and you're looking into an ear canal, how many ear canals have you looked into in your life? Are you an expert on ears? No. But you would want an audiologist or an ear, nose, and throat doctor, I think, to do that exam and not somebody in the media. So I agree with the basic idea. I disagree with the execution as being done by somebody who is not trained. Now, as far as the age factor in the debate, I find it interesting, and I'm going to take a sip of my water, if you don't mind. I ran out of club soda. I'm embarrassed to tell you how many club sodas I have consumed in the last 3 weeks, but significant would be the one-word answer. The age, when we talk about the candidates, and we look forward to the upcoming debate, Donald Trump is 74 years of age. 74. Joe Biden is only 3 years older than Donald Trump at 77. Yet, and I'm truly not trying to sound partisan here. You know where my sympathies are with the presidential candidates, okay? I will vote for Donald Trump. In fact, if I can, I'll vote for Donald Trump 20 times. You know, they send me the absentee ballots, I'll send them back in, all for Donald Trump. But it is interesting that 3 years, only 3 years in age difference, and what seems to me to be a significant difference, and again, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a physician, I'm just a human being who has seen human beings age. And I've noticed that some human beings age much faster than others. My mom is 87 years old. You would never guess my mom is 87 years old because she is an absolute... she is a thunderbolt of energy. Her mental acuity is better than mine and better than most people in their 20s. She is as sharp as a tack. But yet other people, younger than my mom, they aren't nearly in as good shape as my mom. They have a hard time getting around. They may or not be ambulatory. They may or not be self-sufficient and able to drive. And there is no fairness and there's no equality in the aging process. Some people get very old very fast, and other people seem to be able to hold on to the spark of youth, if you will, for a longer period of time. And Donald Trump at 74 strikes me as a very young 74. I still, to this day, do not know where Donald Trump finds the energy that he expends each and every day. I mean, just the energy expended insulting people. That takes a lot. Now, I don't know where Donald Trump gets the energy that he has every single day. He sleeps, what, 3 hours a night? Now, doctors would probably say that's not really healthy, that you need 6 to 9 hours of sleep every night. But for whatever reason, Donald Trump seems to be able to function quite effectively with only about 3 hours sleep going on inside of the White House. So I think he's a very young 74 years old. Joe Biden, on the other hand, Joe Biden strikes me as not the oldest 77-year-old I've ever seen. But, and again, folks, you'll excuse me, I hope. I'm really not trying to be partisan. I'm not trying to insult Joe Biden. But Joe Biden seems to me to be a very old 77 compared to Donald Trump being a very young 74. And I'm not an expert in gerontology. I'm not an expert in the aging process or how to spot signs of dementia or how to analyze somebody's body language and speech patterns to figure out if there's something going on cognitively with an individual. But we have in this audience a lot of people who are physicians. We have in this audience a lot of people who are nurses or physicians' assistants who deal with the elderly all the time. And you would have a better bank of expertise on which to draw than would I when you look at Joe Biden. Those of you who work with a lot of senior citizens, when you look and analyze Joe Biden and everything he says and he does and the expressions on his face, is there any reason to believe that this guy really has cognitive issues? Is there any reason to believe, for want of a better term, that Joe Biden is just this side of not being senile? I mean, obviously that is a political statement that people have made. It is a weapon that has been used against Joe Biden. But is there any reality to it? From people who analyze folks all the time, like in the field of neurology and in the fields of, age-related specialty medicine. Is there any valid reason to think that Joe Biden just isn't up to the task? Now, if it's true that the Biden people wanted a number of breaks and the Trump people said no, that would not surprise me. As I said earlier in describing my mother, who is a thunderbolt of energy, Donald Trump is also a thunderbolt of energy. Don't know where he gets it from. But for a 74-year-old man, for a 40-year-old man, Donald Trump bursts at the seam with energy. I am trying to recall a president in my lifetime who has had an equal amount of energy. You know, usually the presidency, you know, we've seen people go into the presidency and out of the presidency, and it ages them incredibly. Abraham Lincoln would be a great example. You compare pictures of him from 1861, and then you fast forward to 1865, and that Civil War and the mayhem in America cost that man, even if he had not been assassinated, years of his life. The stress was etched on his face. Of course, he probably had Marfan syndrome, so he might not have lived out his second term anyway, but absolute aging of a man. You look at any president of the United States, with the possible exceptions of Barack Obama, who was a young man when he entered the White House, all right, and Ronald Reagan, who was an older man when he entered the White House, and may very well have had the first signs of senility and or dementia in his second term. He hid it very well from the public. He didn't do such a good job with White House staff or people in the cabinet. You know, you have heard the stories. I've heard the stories and certainly have read the speculation that President Reagan might not have been 100% Ronald Reagan, in particular in the last 2 years of his presidency. But he rode the presidency pretty well, as did Theodore Roosevelt. There are some people, very rare, but it does happen. There are some people who absolutely thrive in what is a job that usually is a stress-inducing, wrinkle-causing, worrying situation. You know, uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. There's always responsibilities, even when you're sleeping, which you must exercise or be willing to exercise at a moment's notice. So give me your take on what you're expecting to happen at the debate. Are you doing a watch party? Do you have a debate bingo phrase from Donald Trump or Joe Biden that you would like to ask? What question? I haven't really gotten a chance to get into this. What questions would you like to ask Donald Trump or Joe Biden if you were calling the shots? So we're going to put you in the driver's seat. I'm sure Chris Wallace is listening and probably taking notes. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We'll load up these phone lines, and we shall have some dialogue, some repartee, some conversation with the debate right around the corner. President Trump against Joe Biden on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, John Simon, good call from out of the blue. All right, it's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are inching toward the first presidential debate. Are there phrases you are expecting from the candidate? Are you all set for your bingo slash drinking game? What questions do you want asked of the candidates? Do you believe the candidates ought to have their ears inspected for any kind of device which might assist the candidate? President Trump wants ear inspections done. I agree with that. I don't know why anybody would not agree to that. The only caveat would be the ear inspection ought to be done by either an audiologist or a medical doctor who specializes in the ear, nose, and throat. And since the debate has taken place in Cleveland, I hear they've got a pretty big hospital system in Cleveland. What's it called? Oh, yes, Cleveland Clinic. I'm sure you'll find world-class ear, nose, and throat doctors growing out of the ground in Cleveland, all right? Cleveland gets all this stuff. They get the Republican convention 4 years ago. They get the debate tonight. What do they have that we don't?
Look at what kind of world we're living in where people are jealous of the city of Cleveland for something.
Yes, how exactly. Exactly. Thank you very much. Let's go to Fred in Toronto. Fred, the first caller of the day is a Canadian. Just so we're real clear on this, Canada is a land between the northern United States and the Arctic Circle?
We're just north of the wall.
Okay, just north of the wall. They tell me that Canada is a shiny place, and Toronto has a nice big tower, and you've actually got a hockey team there called the Maple Leafs. Is that true?
I cannot confirm or deny the existence of the Maple Leafs. They haven't won in 50 years.
Yes, but, well, I go back to the days of Bobby Bond. Don't date me. But I must tell you, Canada seems right now like a magical land filled with unicorns and fairy dust, a place we can only dream about seeing, but will never set foot in again.
I know. Tell me about it. I can't cross the border anymore. I used to be able to go anywhere, and now I'm grounded. The whole planet is grounded.
Yes, I miss Canada more than I thought. What's on your mind with the debate?
Well, I've got a variety of friends, and we're going to be doing a group watch of the thing tonight. So I got friends in Cincinnati, in Roanoke, Virginia, and anyway, various places in the States. We're all going to do a watch of the thing. This is better than the Super Bowl. This is like Thunderdome. I mean, how often do you go to watch a fight and think, this guy could actually die? This guy could actually die in the middle of it. It's going to be an interesting one. Trump is going to toss a bunch of stuff at Joe, and he's going to try to overwhelm him. He's going to try to get him stuttering and flustering and stuff like that. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't work, but it's going to be fascinating to watch.
Well, have you seen the videos where Joe Biden has gotten his dander up?
Yes. But
Joe Biden can have a temper. And if Donald Trump is able to push Joe Biden's temper buttons, look out.
That's what I'm getting at. We are watching tonight two men going to try to take each other apart. They are going to try to break each other. This is politics. It is very much a blood sport. And, you know, each one is going to try to make the other break. But I got to say, you know, Biden here is bringing a spoon to a gunfight. He really is. You know, what has he got? What is he going to say? What is he going to do? Get up there and orange man bad? You know, you've been bad for America. Is that what he's going to say? Because I think that's most of what he brings to the table.
Should we add to the bingo/drinking game the number of times Joe Biden mentions COVID?
Is that, and it's, come on, man. You're going to hear that all.
All right, come on. Oh, absolutely. Come on, man, right?
I'm hoping that Trump has, like, canned replies to these various things here. I'm hoping that when Joe refuses to get the ear test, that Trump brings out some kind of radio metal detector thing that he can point it at Joe, and, you know, like those wands they got at the airport. I'm really hoping for a stunt like that or a gag or something, because, okay, you have to be president alone. You know, you can't be president with somebody else giving you the answers. A leader is very much alone all of the time. They, you know, they have advisors, but they got to make the decision themselves. Else, why have them?
Well, as Harry Truman famously had on his desk the sign, "The buck stops here." And you raise a great point. Nobody can be the president with you. And ultimately, the responsibility for the executive branch of government is yours. But, of course, our presidents are not kings. They're not dictators. They are simply one part of a tripartite. They're one part of a system which has three separate and co-equal branches. New York State used to be that way until we entered the dictatorship phase of the Constitutional Republic. All right, so I'm glad you called. Real quickly, you believe that Trump is going to go on the attack, and this is going to help Donald Trump?
Yes. I believe he's going to definitively try to bring Joe down, to break him, to have him have some kind of mental fit, to have him fall flat on his face, so to speak, in front of all America. If he does that, it's over. If Joe loses it, if Joe has a senior's moment, it is game over.
All right. I thank you very much. Ronald Reagan had a senior moment in one of the debates toward the end when he was, well, it doesn't matter. He started going off on a story about, I was driving along the coast of California, and it just, like, it never seemed to end, and everybody thought it was really, really bizarre. And I think the debate after that, Reagan's lead in the polls was so great that everybody just said all he's got to do is come out and not drool and he's going to win re-election and he's going to win the debate. I should really look up that audio bit, but I remember watching it live in my 20s thinking, oh boy, oh boy. All right, let's get back to the calls. Are you having a watch party for the debate? What questions do you want asked of the candidates? If you are Donald Trump, what is your strategy? Do you go after Joe Biden, running the risk of being seen as abusing the elderly, or do you just go full throttle and just try to get him off his game? Matt in Amherst, hi.
Hey, Tom. Great to be on the show. I've got a couple over-unders for you for the debate. You kind of inspired me with your opening to this, but briefly, I just wanted to ask, with the recent appointee of Amy Coney Barrett, or nomination rather, how many times do we think that's going to be brought up in the debate? Because I actually work at an OBGYN, and I'll change the names, but I was talking to Dr. Lance and Nurse Robinson today. And, like, we actually don't see the hysteria over this, you know. So I'm just wondering how you think that line of attack will come across and Biden if it comes up during the debate today.
Well, you know what? It's a great point. I think it's bound to come up. I mean, that's almost a question that has to be asked. The question is, how often will the candidates themselves bring it up? The importance of the Supreme Court. I'm sure. Oh, here's another drinking test word. Litmus test. Do you agree that litmus test is going to be used tonight?
Oh, I could see litmus test, and I could also Joe Biden breaking out malarkey a couple times. I've got that over under at about 3.5.
All right. And are there any others that I didn't bring up that you'd like to add?
Hunter Biden, I think that might be something. I'm thinking about 1.5 over under on that, but I think Trump might get the over. And either candidates bringing up, let's say, history with women, I think that could sadly be something that we hear a lot of tonight. I've got that over under at 5.5.
Oh, okay. That first of all, that shows great perspicacity on your part. If you're Joe Biden, what do you say about Donald Trump to try to separate him from his females?
Well, I mean, when you...
Without using the P word.
I will do my best on that, but I pray that it doesn't come up, but I think Biden will bring up something along the lines of, you know, Trump's previous allegations that to this point are, you know, we don't know if they're substantiated on any level, but I think he might try to go there, and I hope Trump is at least smart enough to say, you know, listen, I've appointed more women to my cabinet than your predecessor. So hopefully he can resist that, but I think he might go back to Hunter Biden or smelling hair or all of that malarkey.
Well played on malarkey. All right, another word, it's got to come up, creepy. How many times does Donald Trump refer to Joe Biden as creepy?
Oh, well, I've actually got nicknames. I think Trump probably goes for at least 4 different nicknames. You know, we've got Creepy Joe, Sleepy Joe, all the Joes. So I think we're going to hear a lot of nicknames tonight.
Joe Hayden would be another one.
Hayden.
All right, now, to be serious here, I don't mean to throw all these questions at you, but you gave us one example about the Supreme Court nomination as being something that is going to come up question-wise. If you were designing the questions, have you a question that you would like to get into Donald Trump or a question you'd like to get into Joe Biden?
Well, I mean, obviously there's Trump's tweets from 2016 about absolutely cannot put Obama can absolutely not put a justice for this Senate, and now here we are in 2020, and we're having the same exact conversation, but the sides are reversed. So if I'm Chris Wallace, I'm wanting to put those questions to both those guys.
And you can do that, and actually you can use a Ruth Bader Ginsburg quote about the president doesn't stop being president in his last year in office. And, you know, we talked about that earlier this week. It is my opinion that the idea of a president and a Supreme Court nomination in the final part of a term, whether it is the final part of the presidency, we don't know. That minefield is so filled with hypocritical landmines. Anywhere you step, either party, you're going to step on one. The one thing that's consistent about both parties, my opinion, is they've both been hypocrites on that issue.
Oh, you can't question that. It's like saying, you're okay with being called Blind Mike and then saying, oh, I don't want people to tell me I'm blind, that sort of thing.
All right, Matt, good call. Your viewing party, is it going to be bipartisan? In other words, will the PD be called out to investigate some kind of domestic violence?
I'm sorry, will the PD be called out to investigate domestic violence?
Yes. My question is, your viewing party, is it going to be bipartisan, or is it going to be just people agree with you?
Oh, no. We'll see. I've invited some, let's say, progressive friends, but it could turn into a PD call if they start going on a little bit. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm pretty concerned that if you have a viewing party with people on the other side of the fence, that at some point during the night, a visit to Walmart and the purchase of an axe and bleach will be shown on TV in about a year on Oxygen. Thanks very much. I appreciate the call. Remember, one of Tom's rules about the true crime shows, what is it? Every true crime show at some point is going to feature a Walmart. It's an inviolable rule of true crime shows on TV. 803-0930, star 930, counting down to the debate very, very soon. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, yes, and I forgot. The latex glove purchase, I forgot. And you always have to save the receipt in a bag near the body, just to make it easy for the detectives. Welcome. It is Bowerly, counting down the minutes until the first presidential debate of 2020. Is this... it was dawning on me just talking to Tim Wenger before the show, as I usually do. Usually, shoot the bull, figure out, what's going on, make sure that I'm not thinking about doing anything really stupid, which is always a good thing not to do. But we were talking about this being must-see TV. Now, understand, and I believe me, I realize how silly this sounds when I say it, in light of recent topics upon which I have focused, all right? I am not a political talk show host. I'm not a political junkie. I truly am not. I'm fascinated by the process. I'm fascinated by the ideas. I'm fascinated by rounding up the votes and everything that goes into it. But as far as a full, steady diet of politics, I'll take mine with a little bit of light salt. Thank you very much. But as far as I'm concerned, tonight is must-watch TV. This is as close to a national television event, in my opinion, that a lot of people are going to be watching as is the big game, otherwise known as the Super Bowl. I think this is going to have huge ratings. I think it really is must-see TV, and especially if social media, and it will, social media, is going to be all abuzz. Every question that is asked, every answer that is given, there will be immediate so-called fact-checking on both sides. There will be an immediate response. And it's going to be difficult to keep up with all of the in-game analysis. Like, everybody's going to be a sideline reporter. But as far as you're concerned, and maybe if I'm playing you guys wrong, let me know. I think this is must-see TV. I am looking forward to this. State of the Union speeches, brutally honest with you, I think most of them are pretty boring and pretty lame. I remember coming on the air after a State of the Union speech and trying to get people to call in about it, and it was like pulling teeth. But the debate, the debate is a horse of a whole different color because it promises conflict, it promises stress, it promises the opportunity of one candidate or another making a serious gaffe, which could cost them the election. There's a lot at stake, and everything hinges on just a few words. As far as I'm concerned, must-see TV. And you? Is it must-see at your house, or are you going to watch reruns of The Brady Bunch or Gilligan's Island? It is. I'm thinking about, you know, Gilligan's Island. Casting on that show is absolutely brilliant. It is. Still can't believe Bob Denver's dead. Gilligan? Dobie Gillis? Anyway, it is 3:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. The debate is just hours away. Can you feel the hair on your arm starting to rise? Can you feel the excitement in the air? The only thing missing is tailgating and throwing a football.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.